Amen. So we're doing part two of our study this evening on the subject of speaking in tongues. And the reason why I started off in Jude is because most charismatics don't even know where the book of Jude is. Yeah, you know it's true, right? But also, I do like how this book starts off here, right? Where he says that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once, right? It says once delivered unto the saints, not delivered over and over and over and over and over again, right? Our faith was delivered one time, and it's a done deal. But, you know, the charismatic today has obviously something vastly different to say about that. They're constantly talking about this new revelation. Oh, you know, I've been praying in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost told me to buy this car. The Holy Ghost told me to take out this loan. The Holy Ghost told me this. The Holy Ghost told me that. When the fact is, that's all a lie. And we're going to go over that this evening. But if you do look that real quick, keep your place in Jude, because we are going to come back to it. But if you look at verse number 20, this is a verse that's often been thrown in my face over the years. I've even heard it here out soul winning. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes a charismatic will take you there and say, see, that's talking about tongues. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, that's your heavenly prayer language. Well, that's just simply not true. Did everybody get one of these laminated tongues cards? So it's got the points that we went over last week. We'll just go over them here in a quick review. If you didn't get one, just let me know. We'll make some more, but Jessica made these and laminated them, and I think they look pretty good. You know, keep them in your Bible. Bring them with you soul winning. You know, you got family members that are Pentecostals. You know, whip this out. You know, you don't always have to go right to whether or not tongues are still being spoken today or anything. All you have to do is just audit the doctrine. Because I guarantee you, if you know somebody that goes to a charismatic church or even a charismatic sympathizing church, I guarantee you they violate most of these, if not all of them in every single case. And so just real quick, just go through it. Number one. Well, you can see there at the top, it says speaking in tongues is not biblical, and then all of them begin with the word when, right? So speaking in tongues is not biblical when it is taught to be a heavenly prayer language. And if you look at the reference down here, it says Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21. The entire Bible. I was going to do a men's preaching night one time and say, all right, I'm preaching about the gift of tongues as a heavenly prayer language, and then just close my Bible and go sit down. Because that's what the Bible has to say about a heavenly prayer language that only you or only the Holy Ghost and God knows. It's bizarre. It's just not biblical at all, right? So right off the bat, you know somebody who goes to a charismatic church, they claim to speak in tongues, they claim, brother, it's my heavenly prayer language. The first thing is, hey, it's nowhere in the Bible. If your church teaches that, then your church is in violation of Scripture, right? So there's one violation. And look, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to contend for the faith. I'm just being honest, right? Number two, speaking in tongues is not biblical when more than three speak during a church service. Now, that wipes them all out because they teach that it's a gift that everybody should have. For example, I was just having a little bit of fun and typing in, you know, tongues speaking services. I watched all these idiots what's that guy's name? Creflo Dollar, you know, and what's the guy that says money? I just had it.
Kenneth Copeland.
How could I forget that? Yeah, Kenneth Copeland, he was asked to pray for the Pope, right? Wow. And he's like, of course, I'm going to take this opportunity because I'm a heretic. No, he didn't say it like that, but that's how I took it, right? So he has this church service, and there's Catholics in the audience, by the way, these priests, right? And by the way, they claim to speak in tongues as well. They claim it's a heavenly prayer language. But he's up there, and he's like, you know, we were asked to pray for the Pope and all this stuff. And he's like, you know, and the Bible says that when we pray in the Spirit, you know, we're praying in the Holy Ghost. And he starts going off in this odd sounding like language. It's almost like he's auditioning for a movie, like a Predator movie or some kind of alien type movie or something. But if you look at the audience, there must have been, I don't know, maybe 600-700 to 1,000 people in there all doing the same thing. Well, there, that's two violations just right off the bat, right? Because it says that one more than three speak during a church service, and you can see the reference there, 1 Corinthians 14:23-27. And you could just take them there and show them that. Does your church have people, more than three people, speak in tongues during any of the service? And if they say yes, well, guess what? You're in violation of Scripture. Right, number four, this is the one that offends a lot of people, and that's when women do the speaking. It's very clear that is a violation of Scripture. Show me a charismatic church that abides by this. probably not going to find one, to be honest. I mean, you, there might be a couple, you know, onesie twosies out there, but I seriously doubt it. I mean, some of the most famous women preachers today claim to speak in tongues, like Joyce Myers. Who else? Who's Paula White? She's a big one. Juanita Bynum. I mean, just pick one. Open up the Charisma magazine and just read all the list of these millionaire female preachers. They all claim to speak in tongues, but not to mention, a lot of these churches teach that it's evidence of salvation. They do. And so they're, what are they doing? They're further violating scripture by saying that everyone should seek the gift. And then the next one is when the speaker interprets for himself. I explained my story last week about John Hagee's church, you know, but all of these, I mean, Kenneth Copeland, he translated his own tongue, right? That's what he did, you know, and what was it about? Cash, money, right? Money, that's what it was about. Money, it's always about the money, right? It's about how, I mean, look, this guy's got to fund his private airport somehow, right? Benny Hinn, another popular guy, tongue talker. And then the next one is when there is no interpreter. If there's no interpreter, then shut your mouth. Turn the page over. It says when there is confusion. Well, just type in Kenneth Copeland's service, for example, on YouTube real quick. Just watch it for about 45 seconds. It's nothing but confusion. Because they're not speaking a known language on this earth. And don't let them give you that, oh, well, Paul said that, you know, if he spoke with the tongues that the angels have, we'll talk about that later. That's not at all talking about some heavenly prayer language. Okay, don't let them pull that on you. Well, it's an angelic tongue. The angels, they understand the song, and they're the ones that come and help guard your prayers from the devil. Like I said last week, that's giving the devil way too much credit, okay? So what I'm trying to say is, if you watch one of these services, it's just a mass of confusion. It's just one gigantic confusing. I mean, I don't even know like the right words to say other than it's just confusing. I mean, you know, it's just like people are just spinning in circles, like they're all got stars, you know, hanging over their heads, and it's just like, you know, kind of like when the video game characters get knocked out, right? You know, the old Street Fighter game when people would just about be knocked out, and they just, that music would go, and the birds would be flying around. That's basically what I think of, or like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons, right? When they get hit on the head with something real hard, and they're just like dazed. That's what these people act like. And which brings us to the next one, when self-control is lost. Well, what do these people teach? They say that the Holy Ghost basically takes over their body, it takes over their volition, takes over their will, and just makes them say these things. That's the teaching. That's what they say. Well, according to the Bible says that the prophets are or the spirits are subject unto the prophets. It says the exact opposite of what the charismatic tells you. So just keep that in mind. And then the next one, when it results in new revelation. It always results in new revelation with these people. Right? They're not quoting John 3:16. They're not quoting Ephesians 6:18. They're not quoting any of the verses in the Bible. You know, they're just basically making this stuff up. They're imagining it. That's what they're doing. Or even worse, they're possessed. You know what's funny too? Is anytime I've seen these tongue-talking people, whether it be in real life in my past or on YouTube, they always are preaching a message out of the ESV or out of the NIV. But then when the guy goes up to translate his tongue, right? He's always like, thus saith the Lord. It's like, wait a minute, you don't even use the King James Bible. And now all of a sudden you're speaking like the King James Bible. It just goes to show you that it's nothing but a lie. And then the next one is, we already talked about this, but it says when everyone is exhorted to seek the gift of tongues, and you know that's true. You take them right to 1 Corinthians 12. You can disprove that very easily. They all do that. I mean, there's books out. There's video series out on how to teach you to speak in tongues. I was watching this one tongue service ran by this lady, and there's, again, 500 or so people in the room, right? They've got all these kids in there, and they're just running around with a microphone, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, and putting their hands on people's heads and shaking them and just trying to invoke some kind of a feeling over people. But they're doing this to everyone, and they're saying that everybody should have the gift, and that's not true. But you know what? You talk to a charismatic, I guarantee you they believe that everybody can and should seek this gift. It's a gross violation of scripture. And then the last one is when it does not edify the church. The Bible says that the word of God is what edifies the church, not this new bogus revelation. And so you can just keep this in your Bible and use it for reference, you know, because it's going to come in handy for you. I guarantee you now that we've gone over this, somebody's going to run into an angry charismatic. But you know what? Honestly, though, you get somebody saved who's come out of this, and they're going to have questions. They might still be confused. Because remember, a person doesn't just get saved and automatically know all the doctrine, right? They might still be messed up on this. And so it's your job, it's our job to clear these matters up for them. So last week, what did we talk about? We talked about tongues are a language, a known language on this planet, right? It's not a heavenly prayer language. It's not a language that only God and the Holy Ghost knows to protect your prayers from the devil, or it's the organ in your mouth. That's it. Nowhere else in the Bible are you going to find anything different. And then don't forget this verse here, 1 Corinthians 14:37. It says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. So don't forget to remind these people, these things are the commandments of the Lord. Right? And you know, guess what? Most of these people, when you talk to them, they're going to tell you, you have to keep the commandments. You have to follow the Bible to be saved, aren't they? You know they do. That's what they believe. We've talked about this all the time. They believe in probation. They don't believe in salvation, right? So, I mean, think about this. Say, look, you just told me you have to follow the commandments. You told me you got to follow the Bible. I just showed you 10 different ways your church violates Scripture. They break all these commandments. You know, I mean, wake up. Come out of this. Yep. Wake up. You know, but verse 38 in 1 Corinthians 14 says, but if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. So don't waste your time on these people, you know, if they just reject these things. If they want to explain like the first three away to you, you know, and they're not receiving it, just it's time to move on. You're just not going to get through to them. They want to believe in what they believe in. So let's get on here. You're there in Jude. Look again at verse number 20. So I've got three basic points for you this evening. And the first one is this. People in the tongues movement have a misunderstanding of just about everything to do with the Holy Ghost. People in the tongues movement today have a misunderstanding of just about everything to do with the Holy Ghost. Look again here at verse number 20. It says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What is he talking about there? Turn to Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. So here's the scenario. Charismatic comes up to you and says, hey, you know, the Bible says that we're supposed to pray in tongues. That's praying in the Holy Ghost. What do you say? You got to be able to explain this to them. Well, a good place you could take them before they take you here, is Ephesians 6:18, which says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and the supplication for all saints. Right? So when Jude's talking about praying in the Holy Ghost, he's talking about praying in the Holy Ghost as opposed to praying in the flesh.
Yeah.
Okay? And these